Who did use the word tote?
Just carry, huh?
I just carried it. Mm-hmm.
If, let's say you put something pretty intricate out, and a little child comes up and gets his hand up there like that, you might shout to him and say,
don't you touch that, or you spoil that, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. If something is over there, and someone is up walking around, and you want that thing, what would you ask the man?
Hand that to me.
And if the man is sitting here and you want it, what would you ask the man?
What if I didn't get it myself? You mean if I ask him to get it for me? I'd say, would you get hand it to me, please?
Bring it to me.
I'll bring it to me.
Go fetch it?
No, I never use the word fetch. I've heard it many times, but I never use it. Never heard it used in my family.
Mm-hmm. In children's games,
I'd say, go bring it to me.
In children's games, sometimes if they play games and one side scores something, you say they've made a...
You say they destroy something?
No.
Okay.
They compete back and forth, and then one side makes a point. You say they've scored a...
Point?
Or...
They've scored a victory?
Or...
They've scored a... No, there's a lot of words.
Goal or ghoul?
It could be a goal if it's in basketball or something like that, but you know, they'd have to have goals there. But if there was no goal, if it was tennis or something, they had scored a point.
Did you ever play this game where they have the flags up, the little holes?
Do you mean golf?
Yeah.
Why, I never played it a lot, but I watched it a lot.
Oh, say, while I think of it, what would you call that thing in there that's making the light?
It's a light bulb.
What a crazy question.
Old Tom Edison, you know, discovered that.
Have you heard that called a bub?
Oh, a bub? No, a bub?
Bub.
Well, that's a little too, I'm sure it hasn't been, but as far as I know, it's a light bulb.
I heard it out west of here. It's a bub.
A bub.
I've heard the zinc called zinc, too.
Yeah. In Michigan, that's common, zinc. If you have a pipe, and you're going to carry it someplace, and someone's going to help you, and the man is standing back there, and you're ready, you say, all right now.
You say a plate?
A pipe.
A long pipe. A long pipe. Well, I'd do.
You want him to put his hands around it, you'd say.
I'd say, you carry that in, I'll carry this one. And a pipe?
And if he just stands there and doesn't know what to do, what would you tell him?
Well, I'd say move. Get some action on you. And I'd tell him what to do, but now I might just come out and say, take hold of that pipe. Let's carry it.
And when you got where you wanted to go, if you wanted him to take his hands away, you'd say?
I'd say, turn it loose.
If you're going someplace and you're going someplace with somebody else and that fellow isn't just exactly ready yet, you'd say, oh, that's all right, now take your time. I'll sit right here and I'll...
Wait.
A person who laughs and is jovial, you say, has a good sense of
humor.
And if somebody's a pest, you say, oh my, I'd like to...
Well...
I'm always a little self-conscious when I ask this question.
That's so
crowning. We've said everything about that kind of, I'd like to kill him, or like to crown him, or...
Well, let's say he just keeps hanging around here.
He'd be a pest, I know. Yeah.
Well, he said, though, if he was a pest, what would... Well, so many words there. I'd say he's a nuisance.
And you'd like to do what? You'd like to...
Dispose of him.
Let's see.
Yeah, get rid of him. That's a common term. Just get rid of him, which would be disposing.